Leonidas and the Brave 300 are dead.
Have I not given enough for your dream of a united Greece, Themistocles? A king? A husband?
Avenge him.
Okay, here's the deal. Like many people, I thought the idea of a sequel to 300 was rather silly. However, by basing the new movie on Frank Miller's follow-up graphic novel, 300 Rise of an Empire stays true to the standard set by the first film. Serving as both a prequel and a sequel, 300 Rise of an Empire gives us the origin of Xerxes, the Persian god king, as well as brings the war to the sea with the Persian navy. Using the filmmaking techniques of ramping slow-mo and virtual sets, which are now cliche in most other movies 7 years after the release of 300, this film manages to keep the spirit of the first movie alive. It's a bloody fun spectacle, and Eva Green knocks it out of the park as the ruthless leader of the Persian navy. Not as good as the original, 300 Rise of an Empire is still a sight to see in 3D on the big screen. 300 Rise of an Empire gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.